Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what time it is. Y'all know that God dogged me. I've been sitting over here in the rain all day long. And y'all just God dogged me. Leave me. Leave me hanging out to dry without hearing what I really have to say. Because if y'all put that roof together right, it wouldn't be no leak. You know what I'm talking about? No, y'all don't hear me. Y'all just leave everything up to old Uncle Bill.
But,
and my soul has got to move.
Well, you know, ain't no fortune tellers out there that we know of that's working whatever else. We ain't going to get into who is and who ain't, because that ain't what we talking about tonight. Social media building empires. And if you think about it, man, you just start naming them. Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, all of them. Blog is building empires, y'all. And y'all like playing them games. Y'all like doing what you do. But you know something? You can have fun and do that too, y'all. You know, you just, I don't know. You like to stay so one-dimensional. And I'm not talking against what you do and how you do it. But I'm talking about sometimes... See, when you look back like I did today, as I look back over my life, my interpersonal skills was not over-exaggerated because I was raised to be a people person. But I left school too early. The things that I wish that I had learned is so difficult to pick up now, it's really heartbreaking. You know, like learning how to type, like learning how to space grammatically correct information and stuff like that. So putting a masterpiece together is much easier once the network, y'all, the network, our team, realizes that everyone gains knowledge for their, oh man, I misspelled there, for their efforts. Tonight's show begins at 6 o'clock p.m. Call in to 1-323-870-3963 with your thoughts and opinions. Remember, a collaboration effort is a consistent winner. See, because when you collaborating, don't care how many it is, as long as you collaborating and you're doing what you do, staying in your own lane, you know, and then when everybody come together, that's the way we used to build buildings, y'all. That's the way we used to build friendships and relationships, because you combine those efforts and everybody doing what they do, and coming up their team to being swift and whatever and getting theirs done. They make it a challenge with the other teams to do what they do, and they're great at what they do. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about the game of life. But, you know, you keep separating it, disavowing the things about come together and be one and friendship is a big journey. Let's start now. You know, stuff like that, because you don't get to see it no more. But then now there are ways that you can still come together, even though you're messing with social media, even though you're splitting up and dividing and conquering all kinds of folk. Because, you know, even though we might like to be together, they'll throw something in that they know you don't like, you know, like we were saying last night. You know, it's a collaborative effort to keep us from coming together, because we are getting too close to being what America was really, really designed to be, you know. That's the bottom line. So with that being said, man, we got to move on. You know, we got to, hey, all that stuff to set up stuff, and I'm just telling you, y'all, we need to do better because we can do better. That's what I said the other day when they passed around a Facebook message asking should Dwayne Wade give his wife any kind of money. Yes, not because he have to, but because he can, y'all. You know, ain't no use in he got so much money, he ain't gonna never spend it all, no how. He is, and his boy. grew up knowing that you left that mama staying home and whatever, you got to force her some type of way. Yeah, that's the right way to do it, Dwayne, if that's what you're doing. You know, don't give it to her unless she do something for herself. You know, go into a shelter, I mean not a shelter, but a rehab center or something that you know something about. You done heard something about. That works. You see what I'm saying? And when she do that, you know, for exchange, ain't never been no robbery. Then you help her by putting her back on her feet and stuff like that. Y'all, all of that old vengeful hearted stuff, you know, made him pay $5 million for his own kids and stuff. That's life, y'all, because things happen. And, you know, people get detoured because temptation is a booger. See, and y'all keep trying to play like y'all in this world by y'all self. That ain't what it's about. You know, you can look at so many things that's been done right, and every time you get a chance, you go out there, you pick the way that I thought me going to take you through wrong land in there. See, that's what I'm talking about, and that's the reason I say he should, because he can. He can afford it. It's the right thing to do. And stop doing what evil folk and things want you to do and start doing what's in your conscience. You wasn't raised like that. You was raised to do the right thing. But you want to go back and you want to haunt the pages of, what's that book I was reading that it was so bad, man? He dumped his wife. He killed his wife. I don't even like reading that kind of stuff. Didn't let my little nieces and nephews read that kind of stuff. Didn't let my kids read that kind of stuff. Because that's begrudgeful, y'all. And you start doing things evil just to get back at somebody and stuff. Do you realize that make you evil, too? If you do evil things, y'all, it makes you evil, too. Bottom line, if you do crazy things, y'all, it makes you crazy, too. That lady was crazy. Drugs make you crazy. Y'all didn't hear me the other night? Yeah, I didn't have none in me, but I remembered all of them times. And like a friend told me, and I don't want to call no names, Jim, because I was asking him about a couple of my family members, you know, telling him how difficult it was to see him in that kind of shape. I didn't tell him that I had been in that kind of shape, you know, for a lot of years. So he said, well, Billy, I've seen folk in that situation, and I do understand, he said, but, you know, sometimes if you can get to them before the monster does. He kind of rattled my nerve. He kind of shook me up because, you know, we hadn't been talking about no monster. But then I realized, just as he was saying it, he said, yeah, man, them drugs is monsters, man. You know, everybody all right. You get up in the morning, you're all right. But when you go to feeling like you need that monster, or that monster starts trying to get in you to go get fixed or whatever, you know, and it's just as logical like he said. If you can catch them before that monster get at them and have a good talk with them and get them to stop or whatever, slow down before they get too caught up in it, you're all right. But after they get that monster in them, y'all, it's a different thing. You know, I got nephews and stuff that did it and, you know, whatever. And so, you know, you just pray for the best. And then, yes, I can relate going back to them days. But I was scared to let the monster in too far with me because my brother had told me, even if I hear about it, I don't care where you at, I'm coming to get you. I love him, mercy. So, I had this little non-alternative situation, and I got injured real bad, you know. When I woke up, all I could think about was my son. I didn't have but one at that time. But all I could think about was my son. Because I kept thinking, they said I died. They said I died, which I did. I died a couple of times. So but 6 months after I got stabbed almost, five or six months after I got stabbed almost, I was sitting on the side of my bed about 6 months. Got stabbed in March, and it was July. It was late May, early June when I woke up. I was in a coma. When I did, I woke up with an attitude. So it didn't shine no good light on me either, because, I didn't know where I was and stuff. I was in a maze inside my head. So the doctor come in and said, Mr. Parnell, you're in bad shape. You're in real bad shape. And said, if you don't let them nurses come back in here and put them tubes back in you, I don't think I could help you this time. Lord have mercy. I swear them nurses that, doc. But glory be to God. I'm telling you, when I got home, and like I said, I was thinking about my son. You know, golly, man, what if I left him here by himself, y'all? You know, what is so and so on? I went home and sat on the edge of my bed. And the I don't know whether to call it the artist, the designer, the whatever it was. I don't know what type of information it had get put into my brain or whatever, because I did have a brain injury. And I started writing poetry. You know, all my creative juices started flowing. I'd be riding on the bus writing poetry and writing stuff, and started writing my first book. Got stole, but you know, shit. You know, same suit just warmed over. So I got to writing stuff. And then I got home one day, I was going to write my obituary. And, of course, all of this ain't in the same line, y'all. You know, it goes back, far, back, far, yeah. But anyhow, as I was sitting on the side of the bed, and I thought, God, dog, I didn't ever show my son as much love as I thought I should have or something, you know. It just all that guilt started coming up. When I come out of there and I start coming out the house for the first time, seeing how small I was, the young guys in the hood was threatening to me, you know, and threatening at me. They'd send little old messages, you know. They'd look at you differently and stuff like that. So, you know, it was quite a beast, y'all. It was definitely deja vu. Seeing some of them young dudes jump them old fellas as they got older and stuff like that. I wasn't that much older, but I was so weak, you know, I couldn't put up a whole lot of resistance, you know. Well, they knew I had my best friend with me, but either way, it changed my whole attitude. It changed my whole thoughts about where I was headed. I'm finishing up from the other night when I was telling y'all that after 1978, I had already began to flip the script, but I didn't know it. I hadn't been in control. That's the meaning I'm living right today, because I wasn't in control. As much as I thought I was, I was not. So suffice it to say, I'm here, and I'm on this bandwagon about education and devotion to one's family And let's all y'all try to get it together, because, you know, you're not promised all of this time that you done used up. And like Steve Harvey said, at time between birth, I was born in 1949, and all of this time is that dash in there. You know what I'm talking about? So like Steve said, what you gonna do with the dash in that time? So that's what I'm trying to do now, y'all. So when I tell you something, I'm telling you from my heart. I'm telling you how God feels. I'm telling you what's on top of game, you know. We need to start doing better, because any blind man can see the changes that's coming. You got to get prepared for something better before it gets any worse. And you start getting on that wagon, you see what I'm saying? See, because usually it ain't but a couple of ways you can go. But nowadays, it ain't but one way for you to go, and that's right. Y'all don't hear me, but then, you know, you're faking like you're there and you're listening, but let me tell you something. Partner, it ain't over till it's over. And the fat lady can sing, she can hum and do all of that, and a bag of chips and more, but you got to decide which direction you're going to go in, because can't nobody walk it for you. You got to walk it by yourself. So I'm saying that to say, like I said last night, get up and help somebody. Get up and help somebody do something. Make a friend. Be a friend. And Lord have mercy, stop being vengeful hearted. Like I said, that man needs to get that woman something. If it ain't nothing but, like I said, some help getting into a rehab center, and then money to live on until she makes some divine changes in her life. Lord have mercy. If I can do it, she can do it. And if y'all can do it, you know what I'm talking about? All of them vices y'all got and all them things, you know, what's the difference between a big sin and a little sin? What's the difference between a little lie and a big lie? You know, see what I'm saying? See where I'm going with this? So, you know, stay in your own lane. Do what you do, as long as it's right. And help somebody. Because the more you put in, trust me, the more you get out. I'm going to see if I can find this Reverend here again and see what we can come up with, because that thought about the latest being homeless, man, it's troublesome, y'all. It's $5 million, yeah, you know, if that was a man's life savings and they was all gone. Y'all don't hear me. See, y'all just wanted something to come out of there. But guess what? Until you do what you gonna do, it's gonna ever have a question mark in front of it, because your thoughts are what make you. It ain't what Dwayne Wade end up doing. He might give somebody else some money to make them take care of her the rest of her life. You know, but see, that ain't the part that is holding people back. The part that's holding folk back is knowing that she had it. That ain't your business. That ain't your choice. That ain't your decision. You see what I'm saying? But you condemning her because she thought she was doing the right thing. And, you know, guess what? Oh, not you, judge, jury, and executioner. But I'm gonna see if this is a fact. You know what I'm saying? This record here used to take me over the edge all the time, but I'm gonna let y'all hear it. Just it. Hold on. Hold on, I'm coming. Call Gary.
I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. But thank you, Lord, the bills are due. Don't know
know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. for bringing you this far. You're a virgin for bringing you from a mighty long way. And you're all right. And you're all right. You have a stand on your feet and praise the Lord.
Hold up on that one, y'all, for a minute. We're going to hold up on that, y'all, for a minute, because what we're going to do is we're going to try to get some attention span and talk for a couple of seconds, because what we haven't did was try to get to where we're going in this social media thing, because I see more of you all. I've seen a couple of the millionaires this right now, so I ain't saying there ain't none out there. But as often as I see most of you all texting and emailing and stuff like that, what I haven't seen is a lot of you all trying to brand your identity to whereas you can find a way to increase your wealth. So, and I'm not saying that it's okay or not okay and all of that there, but what I am saying is that y'all, it's a shame that y'all keep letting all of that money just go and not actually trying to get some of it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I ain't trying to put nobody down or nothing like that. I'm just stating some facts. We as a people complain so much about not having this and not having that. And when watermelons fall off the truck, you run to get it. When the opportunity comes in the house, you dodge it. That's exactly it. And I said it. You dodge it. What's your problem? You know? So, I'm just keeping it real, y'all, because God dog, man. You know, we put ourselves in harm's way all the time for a little bit of stuff, and when something comes along that we're great at, could really make money doing it with our hands tied behind our back, then you want to start complaining about something else. You know, I'm just stating some facts that if we go on and get up off of it and do some of the things that we know we can do at a better rate and stuff than a whole lot of other folks, where you ain't got to be 10 times better sometimes, we'd be a whole lot better off. But no, we want to put our minds on something that we can't do. We want to go skydive and whatever else, and then come home and complain that wish I had another job. After all, you got yourself into this situation. You know what I'm saying? So, just keeping it real. Just keeping it real. So, just figured I'd talk about something like that for a minute while I was getting my paperwork together, because I'm telling y'all, get all the assistance that you ask for, and then you prove yourself to be vengeful hearted against other folk and stuff, like that lady. But the fact of the matter is, you might not be homeless, but you need to start doing some of the things that you know is right and some of the things that you know going to help you leave a legacy for your children, like either go to school, go back to school, either decide to get a better job or whatever. It's called sacrifice. You brought that child into the world. That's what I'm saying, but you're teaching them bad habits by trying to take shortcuts and get something for nothing and stuff like that. That's really not good. So all I'm saying is, y'all, let's make some changes. Let's make some positive changes. Let's do getting up with a purpose a little bit better than what we're doing, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So, 'cause without him, you wouldn't be here. So, you know, never would have made it. Saying that about you.
I would have lost it all. But now
but you're not
giving. How you were there
constantly taking.
I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can't say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I'm better, much better. when I look back over what he brought me through.
Some of these chains.
Because chains ourselves too. We are. And then we complain about everybody else. You know, slowing you down, stopping you. That ain't what it is, y'all.
Break every chain.
Don't you hear them chains falling, y'all? Golly, ain't nobody got you locked down no more. It's time for you to move on. It's time for you to do something better. It's time for you to just, God dog me, win. You know, you can't give up without a fight. You know what I'm talking about? So let's come out of this rut and do what we do. You know, we are winners. You know what I'm saying? So you got it in you. You just got to get it to come out. So, hey, you know, if I, like I said last night, I know for a fact if I can do it, you can do it. Yeah, I'm old. What's your excuse? So, with that being said, y'all, it's getting closer to the end of the evening. Yeah, I use it. Well, since I changed my music a little taste, I don't get as much off into the show as I used to. But that's going to change. You know, hey, I keep telling y'all, change is coming. What did Robert say last night? The train is coming, y'all. It's a train wreck. But see, just make sure you're not in the wreck. You know what I'm saying? So, I got a couple of more minutes, but I don't want to say this lady here came on the horizon so strong, her and her husband, but I heard him sing in one of the plays. I heard her, too, in one of the plays way, way back when I was going out. And so, yeah, I don't go out a lot now, you know. I mean, outside. So we're going to listen to this one, and then we're going to get ready to call it a night. Y'all have a great time, and holla.
But still my soul refuses.